Fantastic. Very nice. Are you afraid?
Yes.
You afraid?
No.
I feel that you have a lazy examination. I have the feeling that you have lazy examination. Lazy. Because you have all the questions already in your list. How is it examination? So, I'm expecting all of you should have 100%. Of course, we shouldn't have false ego to think that I must get 100. 100. Our time, we don't have the questions. You have to use your head to search everywhere. So we're ready at any time. But you have all the questions with you. So, and if you have been hearing nicely, you get all the answers already in their questions. So it's like a revision for you. Right? So the Prasanta Mataji is very kind to all of you. Okay, very good. In Krishna consciousness, we have failures. In Krishna consciousness, do we have failures? Failures? Yes? No? Okay? There is no failure in Krishna consciousness. Because activity of a person in Krishna consciousness is all auspicious and beneficial for everyone. We discussed it a few days ago. Is it not? Activity of a person in Krishna consciousness is beneficial for everyone. It's all auspicious for everyone. Therefore, there is no failure. So we shouldn't have any reason why we shouldn't be a devotee. Because everything is auspicious. But if one is pretending to be a devotee, then there is failure. So, where's the beginning today? What is the beginning verse today? Text 7. I want to begin from the previous one. That is where we ended. Continuity is better, is it not? So we can refresh my memory. So Krishna calls us here, what? What is the name Krishna gave to us here in this verse? Krishna gave us a name here. Look at text 6. What's the name Krishna calls us here? Mithyachara. You don't see? Mithyachara? Mithyachara means what? Pretender. Why a pretender? Why are we pretenders? Yes.
Person is pretender because outwardly he is trying to show off that he has his senses in control, but his mind is always thinking about the sense objects.
Very good. Why? Very good. Why?
Because he is trying to perform Krishna consciousness without associating with the genuine spiritualness.
Remain on the verse. Just remain within the verse. Don't go out. Why?
Because what's his mind?
Yes. Yes. The mind is impure. Why the mind is impure?
Because of that, the mind is still not pure.
Why? Why the mind is not pure?
Because there are desires.
Desire, yeah, material.
Attachment towards the objects.
Yes. Why the mind is still impure?
Because it is thinking about the objects.
Wait. Yes.
No association of the
Please, let us remain on the verse, in the verse. We should not go out. Don't go out. Stay in the verse. Yes, Prabhu.
This pretending is not actually practicing.
Okay. Why the man is not pure? Why is the man is not pure? He has not done his duty. He's not doing his duty, no karma, to purify the heart. So the heart remains impure. Arjuna is giving up his duty, is it not? That's the main idea, is giving up his duty. Krishna said, no, do your duty to get the heart purified. Then you can renounce. Otherwise, you are mithyachara. Why are you mithyachara? Krishna told Arjuna, our inner nature, and the activities and our dress should be the same. The inner nature, our activities and the dress we put on should be the same. Do you understand? Conditioned souls were different from what we say, what we do. Is it not? Pure souls, what they say, what they do, is the same. Why? The inner nature has been trained and is cleansed from activities. Therefore, his activities are the same. Inside and outside is the same. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, don't be a pretender. You put on the dress, saffron, renounced, you're sannyasi, right? But in your mind, you're not a sannyasi. What is that? In other words, it's the mind that should be, the mind should be the sannyasi. It's not the dress. The mind should be a sannyasi. If the mind is not a sannyasi, the dress cannot make one a sannyasi. So Krishna don't want Arjuna to be a pretender. He doesn't want Arjuna to be a cheater. Do your prescribed duty, because the heart will become purified. Then there will be no attachment which is based on knowledge. All right? It's okay? You got it? Yes. Okay, now we go to text 7. Where is the register? Where is the roll call? When I ask a question, I expect the answer to come from where we are. Don't go anywhere. Stay where we are. 11th chapter, Krishna is going to tell Arjuna, ekastam, in one place, not in two places. In one place, you get everything. One place. So everything is in one place. Text 7. Jastrindriyani manasa Niyamya rabbhatir juna Karmindriya karma yugam Asaktasa visisati.
On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active senses by the mind and begins karma yoga in Krishna consciousness without attachment, his life becomes superior.
In this verse 7, see what Krishna has done here? Huh? Can you see what Krishna has done here? Can you see? Krishna has placed a dutiful, sincere householder superior to a pretending sannyasi. a dutiful householder who is sincerely engaged in his or her prescribed duty has been placed superior to a pretender. This is verse 7. See what Prabhupada said in the purport. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth line of the purport. The prime swartha gati. You seen it? Huh? I want you to follow. All of you should follow. You should follow. So, all of you should participate. And when I stop, I want you to tell me the next word. Right? You should follow. Hmm? The things which we hear, how much do we retain? Things which we hear, how many do we take? If you hear a lecture for 1 hour, 2 hours, how many do you keep? 1 hour? Only 10%. Is that much? That's nothing. Do you know? That's nothing. 10% out of 100, what is that? It's nothing, you're a failure. You didn't try at all. So the things which we hear, the thing which we see, how many percentage is that? 70%. It's a pass mark, is it not? You know the pass mark? You know the pass mark? You are graduated. Therefore, let us engage all the three things. How do we engage the three? Yes. As a reading, see, put your finger there and move along the line. Put your finger there and move along. All right? Put your finger there and move along. Yes, I asked for the light before. The light is not enough. Huh? Ah, okay. Sorry. The first day I came here and asked for the register, I wanted to know everybody's name. You just give me the register. What is that? What is that? Impersonalism. That's impersonalism. I asked introduction, I want to know all the devotees. And they just throw this register on my board, on the table. That's it. Personalism. This society is for, but there is so much impersonalism. So much impersonalism. Here. Here doesn't mean only here. In the among devotees. So much impersonalism among devotees. Okay. The prime swartha gati or goal of self-interest is to reach. See, you're behind. It means your mind is not catching. The mind is weak. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth line from the purport. Fifth line, the purport. The prime swartha gati or goal of self-interest is to reach the whole institution of Varna and Ashram is designed to help us reach. No. Yes. No. Look, you're not seeing. You're not connected. Yes. This goal of life. A householder can also reach by in many times devotee asks if householders can become pure devotee. Right? Is it true or not? Can a householder become a pure devotee?
Yes.
Or only sannyasis and brahmacharis and vanaprasas? How do we do that? Well, an example like? La Prabhupada? No, not Prabhupada. He has taken to sannyas. Yes? We have example, yes? No, Prabhupada. No Prabhupada. He took sannyas.
If we all know the story, when Sri Ramananda Sanyas, Grihastha disciples, they were more advanced and more pure than the Brahmacharis also.
Okay. Do we have Brahmahamsas in household ashram also?
Yes.
Like? Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Advaita is Krishna. He is Krishna. Yes, he is Krishna. Gaur Kishorda Babaji Maharaj. Paramahamsa. We have Paramahamsas in household ashram. Are they the same like us? Are they the same like us? They are different. Look at the mentality of Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Look at the mentality. Because sometimes when devotees hears you, say, oh, what are you talking? Bhaktivinoda Thakura. I am also. So, the question is, do you have Bhaktivinoda Thakura's mentality? Do we have that? So there's a difference. So what's the difference? He clearly demonstrated it himself in his songs. He prayed to Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, my house is not my property. My wife, my children, my facilities, everything I have is. Was he pretending?
No.
Listen very carefully. Was he pretending?
No.
He was doing that from the heart. And at the same time, did he abandon the responsibility? The wife come, Prabhu, I need milk for my child. Are you the body? We are not the body. You are Krishna's property. I'm just a caretaker. I'm caretaker. Did he do like that?
No.
He was responsible. Was responsible. So we have Paramahamsas in household ashram also. Provided, look at the purport. Huh? Can you find the answer in the purport? Can you find the answer where we stop? Does it answer the question? Huh? A householder can also reach this destination by regulated service in Krishna consciousness. So our activities should be regulated. We said before that unregulated society, community without regulation, rules and regulation is what? Animal society. For self-realization, one can live a control as prescribed in the sastras and continue carrying out his without, and in that way, just see what is here. You know? A sincere person who follows this method is far than who adopt a sugar bottle to cheat the innocent A sincere sweeper in the street is? Then, charlatan meditator who meditate only for? Why are you missing the word? Look at the word carefully. Look at the word. Not the sake, is for the sake. The sake. We're not falling for it. Yes, for the sake of making a living. Is it clear? Alright? It's very nice. Just see what see what we have. Look at the technologies we have. So Prabhupada said the method is the method is simple, but application is difficult. Text 8. Okay. Anyway, in other words, Krishna wants us to be eligible for what we want to be. In everything there is eligibility, there's a qualification. There should be some adhikar. What the qualification of Arjun? Kshatriya. So Kshatriya. Therefore, that is eligibility. So to be a renunciate. What is the eligibility? What the eligibility? Purification of the heart. We have said this many times. The purification of the heart. Please try to follow. The heart must be pure. If the heart is not pure, our renunciation will be a disturbance to ourselves and the society at large. Eligibility. How do we get our eligibility? We should approach our spiritual master for. We should approach our spiritual master for eligibility. He should engage us. Let us meet our spiritual master to engage us. It's okay? All right?
So how we can identify this two categories, like one is
how do we identify these two people? That's defined in chapter 2. Chapter 2, Rukishan already described. Arjuna was asking, how does a person who is not a pretender, a mad para, a stita pragya, how does he engage his senses? How does he use his senses? How does a person who is so situated in Krishna consciousness react to things around him? Right? Huh? I just asked this question and Krishna told him, right? And he gave example of a analogy of a tell me tortoise. Yes. Tortoise. What does it do? Withdraws. It comes out at appropriate time. Appropriate time. A person who is pretending will be restless. Every little thing will agitate his mind, will displace him or her. We easily displace. Jat Bharat. He was insulted and abused and castigated and sarcastically pushed here and there. What did he do? He is Samudra. Is it not? Samudra. So Papa said, if you want to know If you dress a dog and put him on a throne, when how will he identify if he's a real king or he's a dog? If you dress a dog and place him on the throne, how do you identify that he is an actual king or a dog? Throw him a bone. Try to hear, try to understand. Throw the dog a bone and immediately he would jump out of the throne and go for the bone. But for a king, he would remain there. Right? Sita pragya. The sensei does not push him here and there. He is fame in all situations. Nothing disturbs him. A three mode of nature does not disturb him. All we discuss in chapter 2. Is it not? He is not affected by the modes. No situation disturbs him. He is situated. Situated means what is fixed. In his determination, he cannot distract his attention because he has already made up his mind. This is what I want to do, and he knows the result. So he's fixed. An artificial dog, a pretender, the moment he sees an object of sense vibration, he gives up his position and goes for it. All right, 8. Liyatam kuru karma tam. Karma jayo ya karma na. Sarira jata pichati. Lapasidhyata karma na.
Perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working.
Yes.
One cannot even maintain one's physical body without one.
Yes. Look at the purport. Papa just went straight to it to just confirm everything we're discussing. Look at the purport. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the tenth line of the purport. You seen it? Huh? Sex activities gradually of and from material contamination. Simple. Is it not? So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by no religious scripture. After all, so maintain one's body and by some work should not be how? Without purification of materialistic propensities. Anyone who is in the material world is certainly of the impure propensity for lording it over the material nature or for sense. Such polluted propensities have to be without doing so. One should never attempt to become a transcendentalist, renouncing work and living at the cost of. So Krishna consciousness is not for lazy people. Right? Renunciation is not because it's not a denial. Renunciation is not a hideout. I mean capable of material life, therefore, let me just renounce. That is not the qualification. You know the qualification. Renunciation is meant for those who are really very, very active, those who are ready to serve Krishna. In this condition, to please Krishna only. That's the purpose of renunciation. Before, everything we do, it is meant for our sins gratification. Renunciation means now we are ready to do things for Krishna's senses, not for our senses any longer. So we are giving up sinful activity to be engaged in purified and pure activities. All right? So here, Krishna did not allow immature renunciation. Krishna does not allow irresponsibility here. We should be responsible. Krishna is speaking this because Arjuna was afraid of reaction to his activities. Arjuna was afraid. So Krishna is giving this knowledge to understand. There are two kinds of activities. Which are they? The body. Two kinds of activities are there. Vikarma and akarma. Vikarma has two sides. Vikarma has two sides. Two sides of vikarma. Akarma has only one side. Vikarma has two sides. Which are they? Good and bad. Good and bad. Good and bad. Yes. Vikarma has good and bad. Karma is not a problem. Karma is not a problem. Activity is not a problem. The problem is, whom are we doing it for? Whom are we doing it for? That is where you have to judge the activities. Either it is good or bad activities. But in Krishna consciousness, there is no reaction. A karma. The Brahma used the word the other day. We discussed about that. Nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Karmani nirdahati kintu. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. The seed of devotee's activities are fried. If you fry the seed, there's no hope of germination again. It's not germinating again. It's already fried. So bhakti is what? Fry the seed of devotee's activities, that there is no result. No result.
What we understood was, I mean, there was that in the Isha Upanishad, that the karma is the karma which leads us down. That is what is vikarma. And the normal karma which we are doing with the karmis are doing is different. And the vikarma is only taking us down, and what, you know, the bhakti is a karma. So
yes.
What is the good and bad side of vikarma? What is the good in vikarma?
When you do activity, karma. Anything we do, there is good side and bad side. There is good side or bad side. There is always good or bad side of every activity we perform. Every activity. Every activity which is not in Krishna consciousness, a karma, is always good and bad. Not only one. So, both of them are binding. Good activities, bad activities are binding. Both of them. Right? Pious activities, how do they bind us? If I have paid your school fees, what is that? Pious activity, right? I'll pay your school fees. Pay your school fees. It's pious activity. So how are you going to pay me for that? How will you pay me for that? Yeah, you can return the money back sometimes. When you become a graduate, you start working very nice, you can return back the money. Suppose I said no, thank you very much. Every activity in the material world is binding, good or bad. Both of us have to come back again for you to pay me for that activity I have known. You come back. Samsara means what?
Samsara davana nalida loka tranaya karunya gana ganaka.
Second. Is it enough? See, please try to understand what we are doing, what we are discussing. You hear this word samsara, samsara. What does it mean? Yes, it's okay, circle, circle. What makes the circle? Huh? No. No. Activities. Activities. I pay your school fees today. Tomorrow, you have to pay me. That maintain the circle, that keep the circle going. For Christian cause activity, does what? Terminate the samsara. No more samsara, terminated. That's the difference. All right?
You have said two kinds of activities here, vikarma and akarma.
Yes.
Like vikarma is karma against scriptures. So, Mother's question is still not clear for me. Like vikarma and vikarma, you are saying good works means karma? Or what? Like karma, vikarma, akarma is here. And here akarma and vikarma is discussing. Like vikarma, you have said two parts, good and bad. So what is good in vikarma? Because it is already against the scriptures.
Karma means action. Action. Okay, I have done something. Right? I have done something. The action now has two sides. What I have done, karma, what I have done, what is the good side, what is the wrong side? What is the right side, what is the wrong side? Either it is sinful, you have injured somebody, you have blackmailed somebody by the words, or you have flattered a person, you have flattered a person. Bystanders should not flatter someone. You shouldn't flatter someone, but you have flattered somebody. Instead of, yes, speak the truth. See, Prabhupada has brought in another thing. Speak the truth. What does it mean to speak the truth? Speaking reality. Truth. When you say truth, what do you mean? Krishna. Only Krishna. Anything which is not Krishna, it's not truth. It is just that one is honest. Someone is honest. But you have not spoken the truth. To speak the truth means you will spoke about Krishna, about the soul, and our duty about the soul. Right? Yes, very difficult to live in this material world. Durga di. Durga. Durga means what? Yes, difficult. 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 Yes. It should be difficult because we are not in our home. if you stay in someone's place. Yes, you cannot be comfortable. We are not in our home, so we cannot be comfortable. If you give up difficulty, let us go back home, back to Godhead. No difficulty. So, vikarma, activity which has good and bad result. We have already given good result. Pious result is that you have facilitated someone's material difficulties. It's a cause and effect. Right? The cause and effect. The cause. You understand? The cause. Someone has given money. What is that? The cause to a poor person. And the effect of that is what? A poor person has become rich. You know? The cause and effect. So it has two sides. The good side or the bad side. Bad side, we all know that some of the sinful activities goes on there. Pious side, we have done something which has helped someone materially, not the soul. It has helped someone's body, not the soul. So we have to come back for that. But if you have helped the soul, then both of you will not come back. Both of you will go. That is a karma. So you have nothing to... And this is what Krishna is telling Arjuna. You will do a karma. Activity which will not put you here or there. It will send you back and back to go there. Which is your concern. Your main concern is, where will I go with my family members when I do this activity? Krishna said, it will take you back and back to Godhead. Don't worry about it. Alright? Text 9. Now, Krishna is going to differentiate the activities which we are talking. Krishna is going to differentiate the activities. Jagarata karma no nyatra. Logoyam karma bhandana. Tadaraktam karma kaunteya. Mukta sangha samachara.
Prajan and the sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, your cause is boundless in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way, you will always remain free from bondage.
So Krishna calls us in text 6. What's the name Krishna calls us? Nityachara. And in this verse? Samachara. Are they the same? Huh? Huh? Yes. Yes. So not the same. They're different. Right? So here Krishna is telling Arjuna, here Krishna is telling Arjuna, see my friend, do your work. Don't be attached to results. Give the result to Lord Vishnu and you are free from the reaction. See, it's not about you, but about Vishnu. So you have no fear. You work for yourself, you will incur the reaction. If you work for Lord Vishnu, you have nothing to fear. Alright? So in the purport, okay, purport, second paragraph, so Papa concluded everything, Therefore, one has to work for the satisfaction of. See, you have. Okay. All right. Vishnu. That's all. Work for the satisfaction. That's all. That's all. Any other work done in this material world will be a cause both for. See, we have discussed it, right? For both good and evil work have their reaction. And any reaction binds. Right? You're with us? Okay. Therefore, one has to work in Krishna consciousness to satisfy or and while performing such activities, one is in a liberated stage. Where's the fear? Where is the fear? Right. No more fear. This is the great art of, and in the beginning, this process requires. So we have said before that for eligibility we should do what? Approach a spiritual master. We should approach our spiritual master. Alright? One should therefore act very diligently under the expert guidance of a or under the direct instruction of Lord. Under whom Arjuna had the opportunity to. Nothing should be performed for sins, but should be done for the satisfaction of. Very clear. Very clear. This practice will not only save one from the reaction of, but also gradually. The transcendental loving service of which alone can you see the progression? The works purifies the heart and one is elevated to the kingdom of God. Alright? Text 10. Okay, your question. Is it habit? Okay. Okay. But this is clear now.
Yes, it's clear. All right. It's a specific question, so I'll ask
you after. Okay. Text 10. Yes.
Maharaj is starting. Dear Krishna is now directly saying, sacrifice from me. He's
yes.
Saying Vishnu.
Yes. The proper said the purport. Or Krishna.
Why is using your Vishnu name and not yeah, saying many such slogans later on directly saying?
Yes, because Vishnu is Jagat Purusha, Jagat Pati. That's Vishnu. Vishnu is in charge of creation. He is in charge of maintenance. He is in charge of the material world. So everything is full of Vishnu.
Is it because that starting he is because Arjuna is not accepting Krishna?
No.
Lord, that's why he is.
No. That is not the reason. That's not the reason. Prabhupada put all together here. He put Vishnu or Krishna in the purport. Say the same. Well, Lord Vishnu is specifically in charge of this material world. Yes. Therefore, everything is referred to him or Krishna, because Vishnu and Krishna are the same. Are the same in the sense that in which sense? Swamsa, yes, and.
Ha ha ha.
Vishnu Tattva, yes, Swam Self. Yes, yes, yes. Something more to add? Okay, thank you. Text 10. You alright? I pull in? Sahajagga Praja Srishtva Kurovacha Prajapati Anena Prasadvishadvam Esa Vostristakamaduk.
In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of man and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, "Be thou happy with this yagya sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation."
Very sweet. From text 3 to 8, Krishna is. From text 3 to 8, Krishna is talking about work to purify the heart. Work to purify the heart. From 10 to 16, Krishna is going to teach yoga ladder. Three to eight is work, purify the heart. 10 to 16, Krishna gave a progressive yoga ladder from karma kanda to karma yoga. Yoga ladder from karma kanda to karma yoga. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for, and blessed them by saying, "Be thou happy in this?" In the renunciation? Is it in renunciation? In? What Krishna said here? Krishna is telling Arjuna to be happy in renunciation?
Sacrifice.
In sacrifice. Yes. Yes. Because its performance will bestow upon you everything for and look at the purport. Look at the purport and follow. We don't have to jump. That's the whole idea. Krishna is talking about liberation. From liberation, then we go back to Godhead. But before liberation, we have to work. We have to do something practical to purify the heart, to qualify us eligibility. Are you following? The material creation by the Lord of is the material creation by the Lord of creatures.
Vishnu
is a chance offered to the to come back home. Right. All living entities within the material creation are conditioned by because forgetfulness of their relationship to or Krishna. So both are here. The supreme personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are as it is stated in the Vidaya Ischa, Aham. Where is this verse? In Gita. Huh? I'm not sure. It is a famous verse, Prabhupada quoted regularly. Yes, 1515. I just want to be sure that all of you are following. That's something. Yeah, correct, 1515. But I want to be sure that everybody is following. It's 1515. There is one lecture Prabhupada gave, and he took one line from different slokas and put it in one place. Because we're familiarity with Bhagavad Gita, we can trace all of them and put them together. This line is from this verse. This line is from this verse. That means you have to be familiar with our scripture. To be able to do that, you have to be familiar. All right? The Lord says that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand. In the Vedic hymns, it is said, Patim Vishwasya Atmeshwaram. Therefore, the Lord of the living entities is Vishnu. It's a complete Vishnu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 2.4.20, Sukadeva Goswami described the Lord as in Pati means father,
master,
husband, superior, controller, husband, maintainer, yes, enjoyer, yes, leader, yes, yes. So see the sloka, it's very sweet. Shreya Pati, Jagya Pati, Praja Pati. Very sweet, right? Everything is pati. Shreya, Jagya, Praja, Diyam, Loka, Dharya. Very sweet. Pati, Chandaka, Sitnu, Satwa, Tam. Pasida Tam, Me, Bhagavans. Everything in Pati. The Prajapati is, and he is the Lord of all, 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 and yes. Therefore, he is called Pati, and we should do our duty to please him. If you go down the last paragraph, Krishna is like Prabhupada quoted from Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parasadam Jogai Sankrishnai Prajai Jayanti he Shumbe. Shumbe the Sam means? Intelligent. In this age of Kali, people who are endowed with will, who is accompanied by his, by other jagyas prescribed in Vedic literatures are, but as recommended in 9, how does 9.14 begin? How does 9.14 begin? Don't open that Gita. What's the beginning? Just the beginning. 9.14. How does it begin? Yes. Satata Kirta Yantu Mam. Always my glories. Always chanting my glories. All right? Very sweet. 11. Let us read 11 and... Okay, let's read 11 and 12. 11.
Devan bhavyatane nate.
Sorry.
Deva bhavan bhavayantuva. Parasparam bhavayanta. Shreya param avapsyata.
Shreya param avapsyata.
The demigod, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you, and thus by cooperation with the human demigods, prosperity will be given for all.
Look at this look very carefully. Look at the translation. Look at the translation. Krishna said, look at the translation. I said, look at the translation, not my face. The demigods, being pleased by, will also, what do you call that?
Reciprocation.
There's a relationship here, is it not?
No.
What is maintaining the relationship?
Give it.
Look at the word. Use the word inside. Sacrifice. Right? Sacrifice. In the cooperation between the demigods and us is maintained by sacrifice, and what is the result of that? We'll become
prosperity.
Yes, prosperity. I have told you many times, look at the translation. I know what I'm doing, because I want us to be connected. When the demigods are pleased, how do we please them? Renunciation? Abandon our duty? By what? A sacrifice. We do our duty. Right? They become pleased, and as the result of pleasing the demigod, we also become a loser? We become a loser? What will happen to us? We prosper. This is how Krishna arranged this material world. Is that how we are following? Is that how we are following? Is that how we are following? As Krishna arranged this material world, is that the way we living entities here in this world are following? Krishna calls it discrepancy. Discrepancy. Where do you find that in Bhagavad Gita? Discrepancy. Discrepancy. Krishna used the word discrepancy in Bhagavad Gita. Where is it? Where is the chapter? Where is the verse? What is it? 7:15. Discrepancy. Devotees are Lord Krishna. Where is it? Yes, please help us. Discrepancy is our problem. Our problem is discrepancy.
Krishna advanced himself
and every age, yada yada kitarmasya.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Your question said that. Yada yada hi. Glanir, Bhavati. What is Glanir? Glanir means what?
Discrepancy.
Discrepancy. Discrepancy. Discrepancy. Now you look at the word. That is 4:7. Janmashtami verse. 4:7. Look at the word. Like Papa use it there. 4:7. The word glaniri. I proper translated it. Yes. So. What's the word? What's the translation? Discrepancy. Discrepancy is a problem, not overpopulation. Our population is not a problem. The problem is discrepancy in the religious principle. So, our problem in the material world is that we are not following the Vedic rules and regulations. We are acting outside the scripture. We are acting outside the Vedic culture, which is based on the Veda, the scriptures. All right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10th line of the purport, from the 10th line of the purport. So the purport said, are you there?
Yes.
It is stated also in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself is of all kinds of jagyas. Bhaktaram jagya. Therefore, ultimate satisfaction of the jagya party is which devotees in Krishna consciousness are doing, is it not? Our purpose is what? To please Lord Krishna by our activities. Right? When these jagyas are perfectly performed, naturally the demigods in charge of the different departments of supply are? And there is. Do you agree with what we discussed that day? Right? That whenever there is lacking, it means what? No bhakti. Is it approved? Is it approved here? Right? Everything must be approved in the scripture. If you act outside the scripture, there is. Yes, discrepancy. If you add within the scripture, there is no. That's the whole purpose Krishna is teaching Arjuna here. Follow the Vedic scripture. And we're going to explain why Krishna is telling Arjuna, follow the scripture, follow the scripture. Follow. Performance of jagya has many side benefits, ultimately leading to
liberation
from.
Liberation.
So, can you see the reason why? Can you see the reason now? See the reason? Krishna is gradually taking us to the ultimate end. See how he's going. Everything proper just put all in a purport. But we are lazy. Hare Krishna. Lazy because we don't see it and we are not applying it. If we apply everything in Krishna consciousness, all the technologies in Krishna consciousness, if we apply all of them, Nobody will have any difficulty. Nobody. That is guaranteed. Nobody. So our difficulties are due to the fact that we are not applying our technologies. Therefore, we are lazy. By performance of jagyas, all activities become, as it is stated in the Vedas, ahara sudho sattva, sudhi sattva, sudho dhruva, smriti smriti lambe lambate, sarava gantinam vipa moksha. See how I put it here? See proper put it. Ahara sudho. What does it mean? Ahara siddho means our eating becomes purified. So follow. Our eating becomes purified. By performance of jagya, one's eatable becomes sanctified, and eating sanctified fruits of one's very existence becomes. Just see the progression. And by purification of existence, finite tissues in the memory become. And when memory is sanctified, just see. Proper, you don't say, or Krishna, you don't say, just jump and become purified. You follow gradually to get purification, to become liberated. And all this combined together lead to the great necessity of. Please, let us try to understand what Prabhupada is giving us here. The great necessity of present. What's the greatest need? Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said that is a missing link. It's the missing link. In America, Prabhupada said, "You boys and girls, your country, wonderful, beautiful, you also, beautiful, rich, everything you have here, but why are you becoming hippies? Why are you becoming hippies? Materially speaking, you have everything here. I have heard of your country, and I came here, and I'm seeing everything, but, why are you becoming hippies? Lack of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. It's lack of Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada says it's like so many zeros.
Yes.
Unless there is one in front, it's nobody.
Yes.
But with one, you can have millions.
Yes. Missing link. Krishna consciousness. And the step by step process to get to Krishna consciousness is explained in where? The Vedas. The Vedas. Step by step. Under an expert guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. This is a system. All right? Is this sweet? Is this sweet?
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita is sweet. Prabhupada is sweet. Krishna is sweet. how do you say that? There's a song like that. Maduram. Here in this, there is also. Pati, right? Yes. So what is the beauty of following the Vedas? What is the beauty? Following the Vedas. Because also in the Vedas, those who are falling from the beginning of this, from the beginning of Christian's teaching, whom is he teaching? Liberated souls? Eh? Who's Christian's teaching? All of us, conditioned souls. Conditioned soul means what? Whatever we do, there is interest. There is interest in everything we do. That means that people are following the Vedic culture. They also have the desire for sanctification. Sanctification is still there. You're not complete. You're not free. Sanctification is still there. So the beauty of the Vedic literature, the Vedic formulas, the Vedic regulations is that with this sense gratification, if you follow the Vedas will lead us gradually. The Vedas regulate our desires. The Vedas, they regulate our desires in such a way that we gradually give them up and come to the stage of understanding Vasudeva Saravam Iti. Is it clear? The desire for sin gratification is still there, not that it is finished. So what is the difference? What is the difference between you have desire for sin gratification? I also have desire for sin gratification. So we are the same. No, we are not the same. The difference is that the Vedas are regulating our sin gratification, and no one is regulating your own sin gratification. You are on your own. So you carry the whole thing. In other words, Krishna is very, very kind. Krishna is very, very kind that although we are always trying since time immemorial to avoid him, what is Krishna doing? Krishna constantly, since time immemorial, trying to get us back. That is his duty. So we should also do our duty. So do our duty. How do you call that in the verse we just read? Cooperation. We should cooperate. Yes, we should cooperate. In other words, the Vedas are helping us to keep your sense gratification. It's okay. But if we cooperate with Krishna, we will enjoy and not be entangled. Entangled. That Prabhupada has established in his movement, ISKCON. So Prabhupada has established that perfectly graphically. You can see that here. Today is what? According to the calendar today. Ekadasi. The day of Lord Hari. How many of us have eaten? How many of us have eaten today? How many of us have eaten? Eaten, Prasad. How many? Those who have eaten, either it is non-grain or whatever, who have eaten today. You have eaten. Either grain or grain, but you have eaten. How many have eaten today? You see, Ekadasi, if anyone who has intelligence, Ekadasi means don't eat. Don't remember food. Ekadasi means don't remember food. If you have intelligence, you have come to visit your friend, you have intelligence. You have come to visit a friend, and the friend is telling you, my friend, don't sit here. My friend, don't stand here. My friend, don't talk here. My friend, don't see anything in this room. My friend. Don't sleep here. What is he telling you? Leave this place. stay here. Leave this place. It's a currency days like that. If you look the currency book very carefully, don't eat this. 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 And then? Don't eat. But Srila Prabhupada has covered all that by giving us prasadam. Don't eat grains, but eat so you can do your service. Haribo! There's so many lazy people are hanging on that. Hare Krishna. So, we continue. So, you understand the beauty of the Vedas? See what Krishna is doing by teaching us the Vedas? To gradually regulate our senses and ultimately take us to the stage of liberation. Therefore, it behoves every intelligent person to follow the Vedas. We should try to regulate our senses through the Vedas. All right. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation." The demigods, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you. And thus, by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all. Now, listen to 12. Istan bhogan hivo veda deva.
Istan bhogan hivo deva.
Dashante jagabhavita.
Dashante jagabhavita.
Teidhattan apradhayai bhyo. Yo bhunkti stena evasa. Stena. Stena means? Stena. Thief. We are? Thieves. If? No sacrifice. We are thieves. If we don't perform sacrifice, if we don't do our prescribed duty, we are
thieves.
Is Krishna wrong to call us thieves? Eh? Krishna is not wrong. He has given everything. Not just giving us things. Krishna, not, here, Krishna is not just giving us something. He gave us, like, for example, he has given a product along with the manual. How to operate it. Is it not? What's the manual? Huh? Bhagavad Gita. And what is the product? The material world. This material world Krishna has given to us to maintain us. Is it not? Along with the world he gave? The Gita has a manual. So let us follow Bhagavad Gita. Let us follow Bhagavad Gita. Translation.
In charge of the various mysteries of life, the demigods, being satisfied with the performance of your yajna sacrifice, will supply all necessities to you. But he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is certainly a
thief. Thieves. We are thieves. We may go to hospital and get oxygen. We pay for it. Is it not? In the hospital, you pay for oxygen. Is it not true? Where did they get oxygen from? How do they get the oxygen? They manufacture it?
No.
Huh? It's from Krishna. Krishna's property. So a patient will pay to the doctor. The doctors are paying to who?
Krishna.
They pay to Krishna? They are thieves. The thieves. We are paying for electricity. Are we paying for the sun and the moon? Huh? Are we paying for the moon and the sun? The stars? Are we paying? So are we not thieves? We pay for the air? We pay for water? You may have water board, but do we pay?
Yes.
Water is supplied by Krishna, by Indra. Right?
But the degree of the Lord, they are not thieves. They offer everything to Krishna.
Let us become devotees of the Lord. Then we are not. Anyone who is not a devotee is a thief. Yes. If you go to the second paragraph, the purport is very long. The second paragraph, if you go down from the bottom, come from bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, from the bottom, the last. Have you seen? Eh? It begins from if we. You have seen it?
Yes.
If we.
Yes.
You have seen it?
Yes.
If we forget the purpose of human life and simply take from the agent of the Lord for and become and more entangled in material existence, which is not certainly thieves. And therefore we are Lord of material nature. A society of thieves can never be because the gross materialist thieves have no ultimate goal. They are simply directed to sense gratification, nor do they have knowledge of how to perform jagyas. Lord Chaitanya, however, know the easiest performance of, namely, which can be performed by
anyone
in the world who accept the principles of all right. Yes, bro. Mike. Another question.
Maharaj, when we are having the Sankirtan Yajna by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are we satisfying all the demigods who are supplying us this
all? Yes. Yes. Everyone becomes satisfied. Everyone. So the best way to take care of everyone in this world is Sankirtan Jagya, the holy name of the Lord. So how do you know those are very intelligent in the material world? That this person is very, very intelligent. What is the qualification? Yes? Is a devotee who is constantly engaged in Sankirtan. An intelligent person in Kali Yuga is one who is constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And is the best welfare worker. The best welfare worker. Devotee, the best welfare worker. Devotee is the best welfare worker. That is defined in Bhagavad Gita 5.25. Bhagavad Gita 5.25 describes a welfare worker, a devotee, Krishna consciousness. 5.25. Yes, 25. Okay, Phyllis, all right. You have upper hand because you have the mic in your hand, sir.
Verse 525. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme.
Yeah, welfare workers for all living entities, the devotees. Yes, okay. Give.
So Maharaj said in that case that we can satisfy all the demigods by the performance of Kirtan Yajna. So why should we worship demigods?
Why should we worship demigods? Lord Krishna is going to tell us in chapter 7. Worshipping demigods is meant for less intelligent people. Less intelligent. Yes. It's in the purport, it's also there. And when do we living entities begin our demigod worship? When? Listen. When do we begin demigod worship? When do the living entity start demigod worship? When? At what point? At what time?
This is only when they wanted to achieve something material and they wanted to go to a particular demigod's loka.
Okay. Yes. When? When do the living entities begin worshipping demigod? Yes. Kanishtha Dikari. When they cannot understand the... when they cannot understand the Supreme Positive God. When they want something. Yeah, very good. Okay. You see... A person who is drowning, a person who is drowning, right? A person who is drowning, and you are struggling to get out. Whatever you can get around you, what happened? That what you hold on to. Is it not? Is it not true? When living entity started worshipping God, when we fell, like Prabhupada said, when we turn our back to Krishna, not when we are in Krishna consciousness, when we have fallen. Demigod worship is not there. It is when we fail, when our consciousness changes. It is then we start looking for something to hang on. Demigod worship. So it is not something that we have been doing for a long time. It is the thing we are doing at our conditioned state. Therefore, Krishna said it is meant for less intelligent people. A confused person who is struggling to exist. Whatever is comfortable for you at that time, you hold on to it to survive. All right?
Yes, sir.
Alright. Even though we don't worship the demigods, is that we should disrespect them?
No, that is different. Worshipping and respect is different. First of all, our culture is to respect everyone. That's our culture. Show respect to everyone. Even devotees, if we see, we don't associate with Maiva, philosophers or sannyasis, we don't associate with them. Even for a moment, we shouldn't. But that doesn't mean we should not offer them respect. We should. We should offer them respect. They are sannyasis. So we should offer them respect. So for demigod, we should offer respect. They are helping us. Demigod are helping us. We need the demigod. The demigod depend upon us. And we depend upon them. Interdependence is there. We depend on them because they supply everything we need to exist, either to serve Krishna or to gratify our senses. They depend upon us because if we don't exist, how would they do their duty? They can't do their duty without us. So they depend on us. So we should show them respect. They are doing nicely, we should show them respect.
Thanks.
Hare Krishna.
Sometimes Maharaj and devotees may misunderstand, just like we have 10 offices and we say,
we should show demigods respect. Everyone, we should respect everyone. If we don't respect anybody, means pride. Pride. So we should respect. It's different from worshipping. We don't worship them, but we respect all of them. Everyone. Not all the demigods. They're all living entities who show respect. Why? The super soul is there. The super soul is there in the heart. Yes, show respect.
Should we eat prasadam offered to demigods?
No.
Why?
No. We should not eat prasadam offered to the demigods. No. You see, in Jagannath temple, the food is offered to Jagannath first before they offer the demigods. Not directly to demigods.
Maharaj, I have heard if we eat prasadam offered to demigods, the reactions of who have prayed and offered the prasadam, that also comes to us like this. Like somebody is offered the prasadam to demigod and she has in mind something material, and that reaction also, if we have prasadam, it comes to us like that. No.
If we offer prasadam to demigods?
Not we. Like it is in temple and some devotee of that devi have offered.
Yes.
And if we take that prasadam, somebody offered thinking something, that reaction also?
Yes, yes. Yes. In Mahabharat, we have only 2 minutes. In Mahabharat, it's a description of a brahmana who cannot control his senses. It's a brahmana, Vedic brahmana, following all the culture very nicely. But he's external devotee, like we'll be discussing. He's external brahmana. He's simply following rituals, not the essence. So one day he was passing with his disciples, and they saw gulab jamuns by the roadside, which was offered to them for some spirit, ghost. A ghost worshiper has done the worship and left the remnant there. So this brahmana came and said, "Oh, great! Just see providence. Who has left this prasadam here? This is nice." So he called the servants, all the disciples, they feasted on that. They enjoyed it. So when this brahmana left the body, Yamadutas came and took him. The Yamadutas took him to Yamaraj. So Yamaraj looked at the record. So, oh, you become a ghost. You what? I'm a Brahmana. I'm a Brahmana. You know how many Vedas I have read? You know how many mantras I have chanted? As Yamaraj said, yes. Everything is showing here. See, everything is here. Along with all these things you did, you also participated and feasted on ghost prasadam. Therefore, become a ghost. Say, no, I cannot be. Because you have feasted on ghost prasadam. So you are a ghost along with your associates. He cried. Have you read the Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 26? Please try and read it. It's our scripture. So this Brahmana, what is, as we said, they became ghosts. Yamaraj told him that, well, considering everything we have done, the only thing I can do for you is, when you take your body as ghost, with your associates, you should live in the desert. Desert. While in the desert, what is the most important thing in the desert? The most important thing in the desert?
Water.
It's water. So, by fortune, one day you see Vaishnavas. They will, you've been doing kirtan and pass through there. When you see them, immediately serve them. Serve them. If you do the service, then you become liberated. Liberated. So he took ghostly body and lived in the desert. After a long time, when the karma became ripe for him to be liberated, some Vaishnavas they came by. And as soon as he saw, they were chanting, becoming chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Immediately say, yes, today is our chance. Today is our chance. So he told some of them, become a tree. So one of them took the form of a tree. Ah, in the desert. Tree. Immediately they came and sat down under the tree. He told some people, bring water. They brought water. Some brought some fruit. Hey, Krishna. They served the Vaishnavas. The tree, the fruit, the water. They ate and were satisfied. The satisfaction of the demigod will make us happy. Before prosperity. Because they made the Vaishnavas happy, then the Vaishnavas, they saw their mood. They saw their mood. How they were too swift because they're not in the gross body. Say, what? Who are you? Then they narrated their story. So, okay. Now you are free. You can go. That's how they became liberated. So let us be careful with prasada. Krishna is going to speak about that very soon. We're going to talk about that very soon. Tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Maharaj, in the Parkot,
yes.
The Prabhupada recommending that, not recommend, like, the saying in the Vedas recommended that worship of the demigods, but ultimately it goes to the Krishna. So if the devotee is worshipping the demigods, and by like, thinking that it ultimately is going to Krishna and eating that prasadam, if there is any wrong.
Nimbarkacharya, he is not a devotee of Krishna. He worshipped Lord Shiva. But because he was so pure in his worship of Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva made him a devotee. Yes, Lord Shiva made him a devotee of Krishna. That's what Krishna does. Lord Shiva does. Lord Shiva sees any of his devotee that is very, very pure, he will give them Krishna Harinam, to get them the holy name of Krishna to chant. And some of them, when they are leaving their body, Lord Shiva comes and chants Hare Krishna mantra on their ear. So in the next life, they become devotees. See, if we worship Lord Shiva nicely, we will become a devotee by his mercy. And the gopis, they worship Katayani also, the god Krishna. So if we do that, Rupa Goswami in Little Devotion recommends we should worship Ganesh. You see, in all the Goswami temple, before you enter, you see Ganesh. You see Ganesh at the entrance. We don't put him in our altar because some of us will not put him there for getting Krishna, we put him there for ourselves. That's why. That is why it's not there. Otherwise, Rupa Goswami recommends that. Correct? It's not wrong, but it's not for devotees who are in Krishna consciousness. This recommendation is for sense gratifiers who are trying to come to Krishna consciousness gradually. Right?
Like Hanuman, he is not like a demigod.
Hanuman is a devotee.
Devotee.
Yes.
So if bhoga is like offered to Hanuman, should devotee take it?
Yes, say Vaishnava.
Because he without offering Ram, he will not accept it, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hanuman is addicted Ram Bhakta. So we should. What is today's date? 22nd. No. It's empty, blank. Impersonalism, void. Void. Say the person, so my kid. R.T. Devi Dasi. I can mark you for today. Right. Anita. Mataji. Daniel Nick. Daniel. Deepika. Dhruva Kumar. Ekanta Devi Dasi.